Earlier this year, 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg and 46 other youth activists issued a call to everyone around the globe to join them in a massive climate strike on September 20th. Today, in Portland and around the world, students walked out of class in support of the international climate strike. This movement is led by students, but there were protesters of all ages in the streets today.
We don't need no oil, let the corporations burn! The planet! The planet! The planet's on fire!
What's your name?
Michael Reams.
I'm Alex, I'm from KB Evening News.
Oh, cool.
So why'd you come out today?
Because it's an important cause. I mean, the world's ending. Yeah, it's...
Are you off school today, or did you skip?
Skipped, yeah.
What school do you guys go to?
Rex Putnam High School.
Where's that at?
Oak Grove.
Okay, cool. A lot of kids are off school just like for an excused absence. Does that piss you off?
Well, I think it brings more awareness if there's like half the class is gone.
Right.
Like
his band teacher didn't even know where the hell he was going.
Yeah, I walked into class, I played for 15 minutes, and then I packed up and left.
And he was like, where are you going downtown, why? So I think we need to have more awareness to everything that's going on, because it's a big issue, and things are happening, it's our problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. I mean, yeah, there's not much we can do about it, and we're trying to do what we can.
Sustainability!
Stop denying the planet is dying. Go vegan, go vegan, go vegan.
So yes. What does that sign mean to you?
I think a lot of what we're doing within our planet right now, I think we're in denial for a lot of different things. And I think we kind of need to wake up and recognize that any decision that we make today affects ourselves and future generations tomorrow, the next day, and the days after that. And I think it's kind of terrifying. My sister had a baby like a year ago, and I think about her future and what she won't experience. And against what I experienced, and it's terrifying for me to think about. So it's just a message to kind of wake up and recognize that our actions that we make today do affect tomorrow and the next day.
I just want to say that seeing all these kids out here lets me know we're going to turn it around.
Yeah. We have to work. Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but with this much dedication and caring from the young people, it will happen.
What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? My thoughts are it's time for everybody to do many, many things to deal with climate change. So, otherwise, our kids, our grandkids, our neighbors' kids, the whole, everybody living on this planet is just...
This is Elin.
Elin?
Yeah, she's 16 months old, and this is Owen. He's 5. And where do you go to school, Owen?
TIS.
He goes to the international school. So, we are here today because they're learning about climate change in school, and I felt like it was an important occasion for us to experience their first protest. It's going to affect them more than it's going to affect just about any of us. So it's important for them to know that there are people who are standing together and trying to stand up for what they believe in.
Hi, my name's Sam Bundenthal.
Why'd you come out today?
I came out today because, you know, I think this is pretty important. You know, collective action, everybody coming out. We keep getting told that, you know, what can we do as individuals? And this is what we do. We as individuals get together and, you know, we say that we're not going to take this anymore.
Students have made demands to the City of Portland regarding climate change. Youth demands to the City of Portland include establishing a climate test in city decision-making, formal declaration of a climate emergency with meaningful youth and frontline community involvement, the funding of Youth Pass, which would give students free use of TriMet year-round, and to stop Zenith imports of Canadian tar sands.
Before the strike, youth organizers and Portland community members came together to define our demands for the City of Portland in order to make our vision of a stable climate a reality.
For us, this climate strike isn't just about political protest. It's an outcry for our lives. Please join us in declaring our demands to the mayor and the City of Portland.
Portland has been developing a climate emergency resolution behind our backs.
Climate emergency resolution may sound like a win, but there is more to consider with such a policy.
In October, Mayor Ted Wheeler plans to attend a climate-focused mayor's summit in Copenhagen. He has been invited as a guest speaker to highlight his, along with Portland's leadership in addressing the climate crisis.
With knowledge of this invitation, the mayor quickly started putting together a new resolution, a climate emergency declaration.
But he did this without community engagement.
He did this without speaking to the communities that will be hit hardest by and are least responsible for the climate crisis.
He did this without speaking to the youth.
He even did this without communicating effectively with offices within his own city government.
He did this without all of us.
For policy to be effective, there must be communication within our community. This resolution must feel like a product of all of our hard work, something that we can be proud of.
Something that will make a difference. The mayor fast-tracked this resolution to have another trophy to parade around as strong climate action. But we will not stand for this.
4 years ago, Portlanders worked with the city and we passed the fossil fuel infrastructure ban. This was strong action. The city and the community came together and we made a statement to the rest of the country. But where is that statement now?
After being sued, the city was told that parts of the law before it could be implemented. But what did they do with that? Nothing.
We came together once again over 2 years ago to pass the 100% renewable energy resolution. It was built from community engagement, calling for a transition off of fossil fuels and to renewable energy by 2050. We now know that 2050, even 2035, is far too late. We have 10.5 years to transition.
But nonetheless, this resolution laid out a plan, a specific timeline and specific actions that we must take to combat this crisis. And this timeline required an update on the city's progress in June of 2019. And what have we heard? Nothing.
So yes, Mayor Wheeler, Portland has passed progressive policy. But what meaning does it have without action?
What indications do we have that this new resolution will bring about any meaningful change if we aren't seeing action on the policy we've already developed? It's time to start acting and take greater leaps toward climate justice than ever before.
These resolutions may have been appropriate for their time, but that time has passed. And now we're here, speaking to you, Mayor Wheeler.
Do you want this to be a plan that will ignite meaningful action, or something that you can fast-track to the Copenhagen C40 World Mayor's Summit as an inaccurate demonstration of Portland's leadership? Action is more important than just having a statement, and action can only come from solidarity and group commitment.
We demand that you reconsider the climate emergency resolution. We demand you revise your process to include all stakeholders whose futures are affected by this declaration. We demand you to allow them to develop bold, creative, courageous actions with an expedited timeline.
Our second demand is to stop Zenith. We are in the middle of a battle.
We are fighting to protect the health of our communities against the drive for profit by a corporation. Zenith Energy, a Texas-based company, has extorted Portland's permit procedure to create a way for themselves to expand their capacity to process Canadian tar sands oil.
I'm sure many of you are familiar with tar sands oil. It is considered to be the worst source of energy on the entire planet for exacerbating climate change. Because of this terminal, there is a stream of mile-long unit trains coming through the gorge and into Portland, carrying this dangerous oil.
And the reality is, trains derail. We've seen it happen on countless occasions. In Watertown, Michigan in 2015, in Money, Mississippi in 2017, and in our own beautiful Columbia Gorge in 2016. Just under 2 weeks ago, two engines and three tank cars derailed in North Portland.
When cars are carrying oil, they are extremely explosive. Over a quarter of the people in Multnomah County live within the half-mile blast zone of potential train explosion.
We are through waiting to see what our government will do for us. Will they protect the health and safety of their citizens? Or will our city government get caught up in the profit of these corporations? Is the threat of a lawsuit by the corporation greater than the threat of thousands of Portlanders being engulfed in flames by an oil trail derailment? Hundreds of citizens show up again and again, and what we hear from the city is that they're trying everything they can.
They say they don't have the legal wherewithal to shut Zenith down, but we don't accept that.
Our fourth demand, second to last, don't worry. Our fourth demand for this city is to establish a climate test. What we need is for every decision made by the city of Portland and its departments to take into account the health of the planet, and they must choose what will most benefit the Earth. We're demanding that for every decision our city makes, its lawmakers and elected officials must choose a course of action that will be best for the planet. Listen to the science. Listen to the people. However, fighting the climate breakdown is about much more than emissions and scientific metrics. It's about fighting for a just and sustainable world that works for all of us. That's why we need you to engage with the frontline communities who are being disproportionately affected by this every step of the way. That's why we need to establish a climate test to check every decision that is made and to make sure that it is the right one. That's why we also can't allow for things like Venus to keep on happening. All the political leaders out there, all of our elected officials, lawmakers who are listening, there is no planet B. We don't get a second chance. We have to act, and we have to act now. I want to remind that the thousands of youth that have shown up today will be the ones who choose to vote you in or vote you out of office. I want to remind you that all of the people who have shown their support for our cause here today to fight with us are your constituents. They have shown you that this is what they care about. I want you to remember this day. Remember this moment. And when we look back on this critical turning point in history, whose side were you on? And finally, no city or mayor can be described as a climate leader if the most polluting form of energy on the entire planet is still allowed to be imported by train and stored for export within our city limits. No city or mayor can be described as a climate leader if they are rushing weak policy through without engaging. No city or mayor can be described as a climate leader if they do not take what is best for the climate into account for all city policy. So, Mr. Wheeler, we require of you this. Don't go to Copenhagen for the C40 Mayor Summit in October as the climate champion mayor if these truly bold actions are not taken.
Stay home, Mr. Wheeler. stay home and address what the people of Portland are demanding of you.
Stay home and join us out here.
Stay home and be brave and take bold action. We know you don't want to be seen as a coward, so prove to us that you are.
Together we can make the changes that will ensure a safe future for us all.